This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 91, Reducing Noise. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 91st Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For today's show, we're going to talk about noise reduction in photography and how to reduce the amount of noise you get in your photographs. It's going to be a non-technical podcast, and I'm just going to give you some simple tips on how to reduce the noise. But before we do, I always like to thank people for their last comments on podcast number 90, where we talked about the tilt-shift lens with Darwin Wiggett. We got quite a few comments from Rabs, Lee Sacri, Las Vegas Weddings, Charles Bin's Landscape Photography, and Michael Vandertal. Thanks so much for the comments. They're greatly appreciated. And directly in the blog, photography.ca/blog, is our favorite way to get them. So thanks so much. Okay, so for today's show, we're going to talk about noise and how to reduce your noise in photography. And for those photographers that may not know what noise is, well, for the purpose of this podcast anyway, noise are the colored or black and white specks in areas of your photos that should not be there. They're usually colored, but they can be black and white, and you can also see bands. So you'll see what look like lines, and they're incredibly annoying, and we want to avoid them, but we want to talk about why we get them in the first place, and I thought I'd offer up a few tips. If you've not noticed noise in your photographs, common places where they occur are going to be in uniform areas like the sky, and they will also often show up in the shadows or darker areas of your image. One of the most common reasons for noise, and a lot of people know this, is a high ISO. So basically, when you increase your film speed or you increase your ISO in digital photography, you have more chance of getting noise. Now, this is especially true on cameras with small sensors, so point-and-shoot cameras and smaller. It is less noticeable on DSLRs. Basically, there is what's called a signal-to-noise ratio. You know, just like music, if you listen to music really, really, really carefully and you use, like, sound software, you can actually hear, like, a hiss. In the background underneath the music. Anyway, that hiss is going to be called a noise, and the signal is going to be the music. So as your sensor size gets larger, there's more room to gather the information, so you get a higher signal-to-noise ratio. And when you have a higher signal-to-noise ratio, you can more effectively eliminate that noise, and we'll talk about that in the future. But again, I just wanted to mention or reiterate that the smaller the sensor, the more noise that you're likely to get, and that noise will be more especially noticeable as you increase the ISO. Again, as mentioned, on some of the newer DSLRs, you can go up to like 1600 and sometimes even 3200 without noticing much noise. But the newer cameras also have extremely high ISO, sometimes like 10,000, and just jack up your ISO to 10,000, even on a $5,000 camera, and you will start to notice noise in that camera. Just a function of the camera. Just keep that in mind. If you want low noise, stick your camera on a tripod if possible, and go for lower ISOs. Another reason you often get a lot of noise in your photographs is when you use long exposures. So, you know, we're talking exposures in excess of 1 second, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, etc. Those are scenarios that introduce noise into your photographs. Now, without getting into the technical reasons why, but for those that are interested, I will put some additional resources in the show notes. Cambridge in Color, a really good website, has an excellent tutorial on noise and noise reduction, and I'm going to put a link into the show notes. But anyway, long exposures often introduce extra noise into your photographs, and how to combat that is two ways, basically. Within the menu, there are often settings to reduce noise in long exposures. You can often try those. And then, of course, you can often reduce them in post-processing using graphic programs like Photoshop. And I'll name a couple of other noise reduction software at the end as well. So anyway, that's just something to keep in mind. You should definitely read up on it in your manual, controlling noise in long exposures. I should say that as digital photography progresses, noise was an even bigger problem a few years ago than it is now, but it's still a problem, so that's why we're still talking about it. Finally, something else that introduces noise into photographs, and a lot of people don't realize this, is underexposure. Now, in digital photography, many of us automatically underexpose. because once the whites are gone, once the whites are too bright, there's no way to get them back. So all the information is lost. So in order to beat this, a lot of photographers are underexposing intentionally. And that's good. That can protect the whites. But what happens is when you underexpose is you often introduce noise. So proper exposure is still key. You don't want to underexpose. And then the thought is, you know, okay, you underexpose, and then you'll use Photoshop to boost the levels. And what happens in that case is you make the noise more apparent. So I don't recommend automatically, you know, underexposing. I don't underexpose when I don't have to. I check my histogram pretty frequently, you know, when I'm in tricky lighting situations, and then I'll underexpose. But just matter-of-factly, I am not leaving my camera on -3 or -7 because underexposure introduces noise. Just straight up, it does. And I'm going to put a picture that I shot maybe a year ago of a lovely scene. And I didn't even realize that it was underexposed when I took it. I should have, bad me. But anyway, my own example, I'm just going to show you this snowy scene. And you can see noise in the snow. And basically, the reason you can see that noise is because it's underexposed. And that's really all I got to say about that. I just wanted to talk about three common reasons for getting noise in your photographs and how to beat that noise. You know, common ways to beat the noise after it happens is, of course, to use graphics programs like Photoshop. You can use Photoshop itself to control noise. You can use Noise Ninja to control noise. You can use Define to defeat noise. And I'm going to put another couple of links in the show notes about good programs for beating noise. In terms of assignments on the forum, we have some cool assignments this month. It's almost over, but there's still a few days to participate. The regular assignment is shiny. Just shoot something that's shiny. Quite a few entries are Christmassy, and you can continue along the Christmas theme or choose something completely different. But it is a cool theme, so I do hope you enter. I haven't done mine yet. I'm always late with these assignments, but I generally get them in. So I hope to have mine in a few days. And our level 2 assignment, the harder one, is called ton sur ton, which means tone on tone. And a very, very, very interesting assignment whereby you try and get a scene using only one tone. So let's say you were to shoot a blue bird against a blue sky, that would be ton sur ton. There shouldn't be any brown or yellow in it. It should only be blue and shades of blue and black and white. So you could have black, white, shades of gray, and then shades of one color, be it blue, red, orange, etc. And there are some really, really, really creative submissions there. So I highly recommend that you put your thinking cap on and check it out. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I realize this is a shorter podcast, but it's a busy holiday season. And speaking of the holidays, I'd like to wish all our listeners such a, you know, happy, happy holidays, you know, happy new year for 2011. Only the best. I certainly hope you've gotten a lot from these podcasts this year and throughout a couple of years. We're closing in on 100 and hope to have that done within a few months. And I basically just wanted to thank everyone for listening, for submitting comments, for showing support, for writing emails, for making me blush from time to time with really nice emails. And I just wanted to say thanks. So happy new year, happy holidays to everyone. And as always, keep on shooting. Thanks so much, everyone. See you in the new year.